Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Caroline here. I just wanted to share a message with you before getting into today's episode. This episode was recorded prior to March 2020 and before the world suddenly changed. Before I moved to Los Angeles, I tried to record as many episodes as I could with New York-based guests. So there are a bunch of episodes we still haven't aired that were recorded a while ago. They are great and fun, and they're hopefully distracting episodes, and I hope you love them. As we move forward into this strange and scary future, community is more important than ever. Especially digital community. It's kind of all we have right now. So please don't hesitate to reach out via email, caroline@gthanksjustboughtit.com, our Instagram account, which is gthanksjustboughtitpod, or by leaving a message at 424-245-0736. Let me know what you want to hear about in the coming weeks and months, and let us know how you're doing. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Okay, welcome to another week of G Thanks Just Bought It. This is actually my first full IRL interview in LA, and in LA fashion, we're doing it in my car. I'm here with Sydney Kramer. She is a video producer at Insider, and she's also known as Crepes of Wrath on Instagram. She has this amazing Instagram full of really yummy food. I suggest you press pause now, go follow, come back and listen. Okay, you're back. Great. You have an incredible cookie recipe. So let me give you some backstory on how Sydney and I know each other. When I started working at Business Insider in 2013, were you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you had already been there. She was our office manager, and it was a smaller company at that point. I think like I was employee number like 109.
Yeah.
Like we were, it was small, and this company started with like six people. And so we like barely had, we didn't have HR at the time.
Oh, no,
you
we
were
did
like
not.
HR and IT.
Yep, all of it.
And the office manager.
Yeah.
And Sydney very quickly became known as like, if there was, you know, when we didn't have Slack at that point, but there was some way that we all communicated, and there would be like these little messages in that whatever chat room that was, and it would be like, oh, there's like cookies in the kitchen. And then somebody would be like, oh, did Sydney make them? And then it would be like, yeah. And then you'd hear the stampede of people getting up from their desks and beelining towards the kitchen. And I don't think I did it the first time, because like when you're new at a job, you're like trying to suss out whether,
I don't
like,
eat.
That's, well, I do eat, and I absolutely ate at my job, but you're like, is it cool to be like the first one?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to, who's going, like, is that my friend over there? Like, I didn't want to be like joining,
you stand
some,
in line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I could make social anxiety out of anything, including
totally.
Getting cookies from the kitchen. These cookies are so good. And I understood the stampede immediately. And I probably have, when we were in the same office at the same building, I probably ate like 12 Sydney cookies a year. Because like, that's kind of how often they would circulate into the office. And like, no, never again did I even pause when that message would come up. I'd be like, ah, like no shame, like running, elbowing people out of my way, like hitting people in the face. They're this incredible chocolate chunk, salty, perfectly round cookie, and you even won a contest with them.
Yes, I did. I was on Anderson Cooper's like now defunct daytime talk show.
Incredible.
He apparently is a big chocolate chip cookie fan, so we had like a thing, and like I won a contest that it was his favorite at the time.
She says this very like, oh, whatever, but like you.
It was very fun. It was very cool.
Went on daytime television. There were three people competing with you.
Yeah.
How did you submit to be?
I think like one of my friends was like a PA, and she was like, you should submit or something like that. But what's funny is that I was working at a hedge fund at the time, and after I was on the show, I immediately went to BI to interview. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. The cookies came first, then the job. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you went from office manager to, like, you were doing video production for all their food stuff.
I was like I would be in a couple of videos here and there with Will Way. Shout out to Will.
Yeah,
he would let me be like in some videos. I'd like beg my boss, like, can I go be in a video? And she's like, that's not your job.
Yeah, she's like, we need new people.
Yeah. And then I left to go work at Vice for a bit. And then I came back
When
Insider started in like 2016 and taught myself to shoot and edit video.
What a great skill.
I mean,
was around pivot to video time.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a history degree. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, this is not a thing when I was younger.
Yeah. I mean, I have an English, I have a degree in journalism, but like journalism looks a lot different now.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've been with your small sort of, how long were you at Munchies?
I didn't last.
Yeah, and then you
I didn't let me get advice very long.
Yeah. And then you moved to LA with the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started the LA
and
office.
And even before we started recording, she was telling me like she's also in charge of finding new office space for BI. Because you know what? There's not a lot of people in your office, and
nope.
You've done the job before.
Yep.
Well,
Well, then I have Kim as a sounding board as well.
Yeah, and Kim is great. Kim was on my team when we worked there, and she'll probably be on the show at one point or another. But these cookies are so good, and I tried to replicate them at home. Most notably, actually, I'm thinking back,
Texting me or messaging me or something and being like, I'm making them.
It might have been 2016.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kept messing up. So what I would do is like, I would make a whole batch and then like some would crumble. But the thing about baked goods is like, even if they're not aesthetically pleasing, they always taste good.
They always taste good.
I ate two full batches of cookies. Well, I was like, they're not good enough to give away. So like, I have to eat these 48 cookies. And then I gained like literally 6 pounds. I couldn't fit into my clothes. And I wasn't mad about it, but I kept being like, so how did this happen? I'm just trying to think. I don't think anything about my routine like really changed. And Dan's like calling to me from the other room. He's like, you ate 48 cookies. He's like, you ate 48 cookies since Thanksgiving. I was like, oh my God, yes. Remembering this now, yes. So I am not good at it. Like I couldn't make my cookies perfectly circular. They never looked as like appealing as yours did. The chunks weren't in the right place, and it wasn't that frustrating because they still tasted good, but like you make the cookies look exactly the same every time.
Yes. And
I want to know why. I know that you have some magic.
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, you brought it with
in
you
here.
I was like, Sydney,
and I
have
one for you too, actually, because I have 8,000 of them at home.
Yes. Oh my God.
And I brought all my different sizes.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was like, Sydney, I know you probably have a lot of things that you like, but if you could bring in something that would make these cookies better, it would really benefit me. So what is this?
It is a cookie scoop.
Yay.
Or an ice cream scoop, I think. And this one's for you because
I
have 8,000 at home. Like, I literally have a drawer full of them.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
It's really, I mean, first of all, you can use it for a lot of things other than a cookie. You can do meatballs. You can do, like, I don't know, whatever. Like, I'm trying to do something fancy and make them all the same size. Like, anything that's circular, feel free to break out your cookie scoop.
Yeah.
But, so that's, like, how they're always the same size. I really, like, pack the dough in there, like, with my fist and then scoop them out. And then I will also take, like, a couple of chocolate chips, like, from the bowl and, like, put them on top, like, very artfully, you know.
Wow.
And then the salt. And then I will also, like, occasionally grab, like, a cookie cutter and, like, when they're still warm.
Like a biscuit cutter? I have one of those.
Yeah. And then I'll, like, put it around the cookie depending on what sizes. Obviously, I have like different sizes.
Yeah.
And I will like put it around the warm cookie and then just kind of like move it a little bit so that it stays like super circular and like makes it perfectly round.
Oh my God.
That's if I'm really trying to like fully impress. I generally don't always
do that. But you can do these with your eyes closed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the recipe. And I know that your big thing is like use the cook. And I think Alison Roman also subscribes to this. I, of course, subscribe to like, if it comes packaged in the grocery store, buy that. But you always say, like, get the baking bars and slice them that way so you can get all these, like, fun-looking chunks.
Yeah, it, like, looks pretty.
So
but I use Trader Joe's chocolate. Everyone's like, what chocolate do you use? Like, I use Trader Joe's chocolate, the big bar. It's
the 72% or whatever?
No, it's, like, it says, like, dark milk and, like, extra dark.
It's, like, the massive 5-pounder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's called, like, pound plus. I think it's, like, 18 ounces or something.
Damn.
And I just like to, I chop that up and I do, like, I do a 3 different kinds of chocolate, so it looks fancy.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I'm making so many of these cookies, there's no way in hell I'm buying.
The way you're talking is so, like, whatever. I use 3 different kinds of chocolate, and I hear, like, furiously scribbling notes. Like, do you buy, like,
I do use nice flour.
Okay.
That is.
Oh, I never even knew there was such a thing as nice
flour. Oh, yeah. Like, King Arthur or above.
Okay.
But I do, like, I've been, like, experimenting, so I'm doing, like, half, like, white whole wheat King Arthur flour and, like, half, like, Bob's, like, oat flour or something,
because like I like the red mill stuff.
Yeah, I like the texture of like a heartier wheat.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So what is What are the brands that are above King Arthur?
I mean,
I use like Trader Joe's. Just all purpose
right now. It's like King Arthur's like above and beyond. Like I love their Instagram too, because I always post like cool recipes or like, you know, try this kind of flour, and I'm like, ooh, a new flour, how fun. It's like the nerdiest like cookie shit you could possibly imagine.
Well, that's the thing that like that my brain does not get excited when I see that. I'm like, great, another thing to confuse me.
I know,
like, flour's out to ruin my life. But all flours cook kind of differently.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's, like, self-rising. There's cake flour. Like, they all have different levels of, like, protein. And some already have some, like, baking soda in them. So, like, generally speaking, if a recipe calls for, like, a specific kind of flour, like, you shouldn't be subbing it.
No.
But, like, if you're making, you know, I couldn't even tell you how many cookies I make in a year. So that's why I'm like so bored. I'm like, what flour could I use? You
wow.
know, but so, it's like fun. Or I'll try like farmer's market eggs versus regular eggs. I'll do like different test batches. And
what's
see.
The verdict on that?
I do find that like room temperature eggs make a big difference.
Okay, so
I
you don't even put them in the fridge or well, like you take them out without.
Well, you can put them in like a bowl and just like cover it with warm water and that'll like room temp immediately for them. Jesus, yeah. Or gross. Like say, and like with butter, I'll just like microwave it for like 10 seconds.
Okay.
But with these cookies, you melt the butter. But if we're doing something else, like I don't know, something I need to like work butter into. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like I'm constantly like playing around with the recipe. So like I have it on my like Instagram and my blog, which sounds insane, but you know, I used to be very
you were really early on the blog train.
Yes,
like 2009
and then I gave up as soon as I got a job that involved any kind of food thing whatsoever.
Well, once you turn your passion into your job,
right,
it becomes a lot harder to enjoy.
Right.
We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
I need some water for my Hydro Flask. And every time I drink out of my Hydro Flask, I truly think about you.
I was going to say, do you know Florence Pugh just said the other day that she doesn't drink water? And she's a fucking Oscar nominee.
I mean, she's gorgeous, so hey.
And she's so pretty. Well, I'm also Florence Pugh.
And Elizabeth Warren doesn't wash her face, so you know what?
my coven. I know. So I've been using this retinol that I found at Costco. We'll get into that. But okay, so the Costcos here are really good.
I do not have a membership.
Oh, come with me anytime. I've had one for a while and I love it.
I love the pizza. That's all I know.
People in LA also like go to Costco and have lunch, which I really like. In New York, they don't do that because there's no like outdoor seating.
I'm like, I don't know these people.
Everyone in LA is like eating the pizza and eating the hot dogs.
Yeah, everyone.
And I'm like, all of you are my friends.
Yeah, the Costco Equinox.
So you have all these cookie scoops in front of you. They're different sizes. When did you figure out the cookie scoop? Like, that would, I don't know. I mean, your cookies are always such perfect sizes.
I just, you eat with your eyes.
I know. That's why no one eats my
food. Well, the reason I like the cookie scoop and the cookie in general is because, like, look, I love pie. That's my number one, like, all day. But bringing pie to a party is like you slice it, it's a mess, nobody wants to do it, nobody wants to like look like they're like holding
all this extra stuff.
So the cookie is perfect. Everybody loves a cookie, and like having them in these perfectly round, like aesthetically pleasing, like I don't know, it just like makes me happy when they're like symmetrical.
Same.
I like that. Yeah.
And that's why when I get very unhappy when mine are like either like bleeding into each other or they're not. But here's my question. So So this is one of those scoops that has the little like thing that like grazes the back of the scoop and like pushes out the dough or the ice cream or whatever you've scooped. Do you, when you scoop the cookie dough, do you pack it all the way in?
Yeah,
like,
I really pack it in.
You really do.
Like I scoop it and then I pack and then I like scrape around the outside and then scoop. And then sometimes like there'll be too much chocolate, so I got to do it like 3 or 4 times.
Now when I was little, like I remember taking dough and rolling it in between my hands and making a circle.
I don't like that.
But with a scoop, you get that flat side.
Exactly.
Does it actually, like...
I think it just, like, it bakes more evenly that way. I think and, like, having them all the same size, then you just know, like, you know, 18 minutes. Like, you don't have to worry about it, like, at all.
Right.
And, like, having, I don't know, just, like, and I feel like it makes the process go a lot faster, too, because you're like, scoop.
Yeah. Oh, the sound effects
this
is
my,
so good.
This is my favorite one. This is, like, the one I use all the
this
time.
This is, like, a mid-size one. So
yes.
I have, like, a little bit. So she has all these different sizes. She gave me, I'm so excited about this, one that's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But it looks kind of, like, think of the average size of an ice cream soup. I feel like that's the one that you gave me.
Yeah.
You have this giant.
The giant one's, like, for when I'm making, like, I don't know. The thing about the giant one is that, you know, you don't get as many cookies. So it's,
like
for special occasion. Yeah,
cookies.
Exactly. I love it.
I for Christmas this year, found this thing at New York Cake Baking Company. Remember
the one on like 6th?
Yes.
Like in Manhattan?
And, like, 18th, mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
Chelsea.
Yeah. Do I remember?
Do you remember New York? And they were selling these really long sheets of marshmallow, and you could buy cookie cutters and then you could make these. Like,
oh,
massive.
That's satisfying.
So that was like extremely my speed because I wanted something to tie on to my gifts that was cute, but I also know my limitations. So I bought these huge snowflake cookie cutters and made these big marshmallows
in little
bags and then like put them in the thing and then wrap them up.
I love that.
And I would tell people I made these, which I didn't. I like literally cookie cuttered into a marshmallow. But that's sort of what I imagine the big cookie scoop to be, is like if you have that cellophane bag and three ribbon, it's like one friggin' cookie. Yeah.
Well, I have these like brown like craft paper bags I like to use because it looks like a little like lunch bag with like a window in the front.
Cute.
So whenever I like bring them for like an event or like, you know, for a thing or whatever, or honestly, like it's how I make friends. Like that's how I made friends with my local bartender, like my other local bartender, the coffee shop people, like that sort of thing.
Do you bring them for like holidays? Do you just bring them whenever?
I bring them whenever. Nice. And like, that's why, like, that's the only way I feel like I can meet people. And at first it feels very strange to be like, here are some homemade food items. Like, mm-hmm. I promise it's not poison, which is how it feels.
There's no razor blades. Right. And then, like they used to say on Halloween.
Yeah. But like having them packaged nicely in these like brown craft paper bags, and like you have to link to them because they are so cheap.
I will.
And,
yeah.
Like,
you got to send me.
Fantastic. So for anything.
I want to do that with my neighbors now that all my baking stuff
yeah, big
is
time.
Here. I need to do the thing that I've been really, that I've, I have this like baker, God, I don't even remember the name of it, but I'll find it and I'll link to it. Dan got it to me for me for some occasion, and it's because I was like, I want to be into baking. And it's this like blueberry, it's like coffee cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I've mastered it. I like followed the directions. I bought the spring form pan.
Oh, nice.
Because it's like, you don't want to fuck around with the cake.
No.
And I was thinking I would make one for each of my neighbors, but I also feel like cookies are easier, but I've just never been successful with cookies.
So I feel you have to like come over, or I'll come over and we'll make them.
Maybe you should do it with me.
I mean, like just having like, I don't know, the cookie, like people, everybody loves a cookie.
Everyone loves a cookie.
They really do. Even like I have friends that are vegan here in LA and they're like, vegan, but you know, give them a couple of drinks and they'll have a cookie too.
That's right. Drown all of your vegan friends in alcohol and start eating your baked goods.
Yeah.
I know LA, I feel like it's very LA of you to be like, I'm swapping in like almond flour.
Well, yeah, but also like we're in LA, so we can go to the grocery store whenever we want.
That's so
I don't have
true.
To schlep to like Manhattan to like the Whole Foods or whatever.
I'm loving that about LA because there's something about grocery shopping in New York, and maybe that was the big thing that was turning me off from cooking, which is that A, delivery is so easy, which is not as easy or as cheap here.
Delivery sucks in Los Angeles. Like, yeah. It is truly tragic how bad it is here.
Yeah. Which, I mean, maybe that would force me into cooking more.
Right.
But also, like, when you go to the store to buy food in New York, I would always fill up my tote bags while they were in my arms because I'm like, how heavy is too heavy?
Oh,
like, what will fit?
It's not a good.
It sucks.
It's not a good barometer to think how heavy something is at the store. You have to think about like, now I gotta go and
now
like
I
walk
10 blocks.
Remember getting like
blocks.
Bruises like on your shoulders?
Oh yeah, yeah. Feeling like is it so lame? I mean, I'll admit that once I took a cab 5 blocks, and I felt so stupid because I was like, I can't carry this anymore.
Right.
And I'm dying, and like here's an open cab, and it's like bad weather.
Yeah.
And I got in, and I remember feeling so embarrassed that I was like, just like 5 blocks. I was like, I sprained my ankle.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I didn't ask. I was like, I just want you to know.
Oh my God.
And it was like a $6 cab ride.
But I'll also use like, I don't know, like I was just thinking also like these things, muffins.
Muffins.
Mm-hmm. If you want them all to be the same size.
But what about a muffin tin?
But like then you don't have to like measure out the batter. You can just go like.
Oh yeah. Question about that. So you would scoop a muffin batter and mm-hmm. put it in the tin.
Uh-huh.
And that way you know it's the same in every one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great idea, as I've never, ever been able to measure food correctly.
No.
And how do you, like, double a recipe? I know that it's not as simple as doubling a recipe.
It is.
No, it can't be, because I've done it before and it doesn't work.
It depends on, you can't double everything.
Right, that's what I'm wondering. So I'm wondering,
you know what I mean?
Like, when you know you're making, like, you need to make, I don't know, like 60 of your cookies, like, what kind of math are you doing?
Well, so I know how big my KitchenAid mixer is, and one batch, like one recipe of these cookies is like, I don't know, like 32 or 30, and my mixer can only hold that much, so I'll just do 2 batches. I'm not going to double the recipe. Just know how big, like, and also when you double too much, then you have like a lot of, I made a double of mac and cheese one time for Thanksgiving, like maybe 2 years ago, and it was just, my friend was stirring it, and it was just like, it was a mistake. It's too much. It's like too heavy. It's too thick, you know?
I'm about to sneeze, which we'll have to edit out, but now that I've said it, I don't know if I'm going to.
I know, that's torture.
There's also something about bulk food that feels... Oh, like so my family's Thanksgiving is huge. There's like 50 plus people at it because we have a big family, and then we also get together with another family and then all their kids who are my age, and so it's like generations. So it ends up kind of feeling like Soup Kitchen-y because, like, right. you need enough food to feed, like, 50 people. And it's funny because they have a very tight schedule. They, like, know who's hosting every year. And my mom, they keep spreadsheets. So they...
But I don't have that many people. But I do, like, 20 and I have a spreadsheet.
Yeah, like, you kind of have to know. And they also make notes at the end of dinner every year because then they can say, like, oh, like, we made too many green beans last year.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you can literally track, like, diet trends on these spreadsheets. Like, the year no one was eating bread. Like, the year everyone was, like, eating a lot of meat, like the Atkins diet years.
I love...
Which is so funny.
That's exactly what I do. I have, like, Google Docs from, like, years and years and years. Yeah.
It's, like, the only thing that makes sense because then you... Because sometimes everyone's like, oh, no, we'll definitely remember. Like, how could we forget? But it's a year later. You're like, I don't remember how much beer everyone drank. I don't remember how much seltzer we needed to get. I don't remember, like, who's allergic to what and, like, what.
Right.
You know. But there's something about, like, four massive slow cookers of mac and cheese and also mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God.
That is both so enticing and also, like, a little bit sickening.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would probably do the same, whereas, like, I would just make 30 cookies and then I would start all over again.
Exactly.
Is that the easiest way? Like, you
That's what I think is easy because, I mean,
good to know.
I think you're like me too, where it's like, it's more organized. It feels cleaner. It feels like, all right, reset. And then also, like, if you fuck up, then at least you don't, like, you haven't, like, destroyed, like,
the entire
you know what
thing.
I mean? Yeah.
When you, tell me more about melting butter.
So I like to melt the butter for these cookies because it, like, kind of melt, it kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, when you the first step is, like, mixing melted butter and sugar together.
Yep.
And you want to, like, yeah, exactly. But you want to, like, whip it and you want to do the texture of, like, wet sand is what I say.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like to kind of, like, whip someone's, full disclosure, like, I'm not a food scientist. I'm not a chef. I'm not a baker. Like, I'm doing this in my home.
Yeah, this is, like, your hobby that you're really good at.
Yeah, but, like, whipping the butter and sugar together, I think, like, it creates, like, air, and then it makes the cookies a little fluffier.
Interesting,
And I think also when you have, it, like, makes the sugar melt a little bit into the butter, so it's not, like, super granular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, helps overall with, like, the dough, because it won't be as crumbly.
Do you put your dough in the freezer? Or
no.
In the fridge or whatever?
No.
You don't let your dough chill?
No.
What's the point of letting your dough chill?
I think you're supposed to, I think it's, like, something about, like, letting it relax and, like, letting things develop, or, like,
no dough of mine is gonna relax. I'm too uptight for that.
I just don't do it because when you put it in the fridge, then you have to let it come back to room temperature, and if you, like, the
if
one
you're
thing
scooping,
you
right.
can't scoop, like, that hard dough,
hard
but
dough.
Even if you want to get it out with a
what
spoon.
About, like, slicing, would you put it in the fridge if you wanted to do a slice?
Oh, cook? Yeah, for sure. Like, okay. I love Allison's, like, shortbread chocolate chip cookie recipe. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah
but
it's just it's a different
exactly
it's a different game.
I say, like, I know her, I've never met her, but I do admire her and I have all of her books.
No, she's great. And same, yeah, she was on the show. She talked about the mat for dough scraper. Do you have one of those?
I do have one. I have one from, like, it says the Brooklyn Kitchen on it. I got it in, like, 2010 and I love it. It just, like, makes me happy every time I use it.
When you heard that episode, were you, like, nodding your head in agreement?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, oh, yeah, this is
well,
it.
I was like, I should be using it more because I really only use it for, like, baking and, like, maybe for making, like, a pasta or something. But I was like, now I'm using it, like, what she was saying, like, to, you know, transport from one place to another.
Yeah,
it's fun.
She's like, I use it to pot plants.
Yeah.
I know, I bought myself one too, and I, like, but the thing is that I immediately had to pack it up, and now it finally has arrived with my KitchenAid.
Yeah.
What
color is your KitchenAid?
My KitchenAid is like minty,
cute,
turquoisey. Got it on my wedding registry.
Hell yeah.
Along with, like, I've said it a million times. I would, you know what, though, everyone says it's the KitchenAid that everyone, like, oh, it's, you get married, so you can register for KitchenAid.
Yeah.
No, Dyson vacuum.
I need
Sydney's
a new vacuum.
Sydney's also been married for 7,000 years.
Yeah,
she's
true.
A year younger than I am, but she's been married for 10 years.
Yeah, I got married very young. I had to get the hell out of Arizona.
You guys got married when you were 20 and 21?
Yeah.
So you couldn't drink at your wedding?
I turned 21 in November. We got married in January. So that was, like, a thing. I was like, I can't not drink at my wedding. Like, drinking is a big part of, like, what I love about life.
You hear Sydney refer to her husband as Kramer, and you notice that her last name is Kramer. She did not marry Kramer.
No, I mean, other people do think that, and I do like.
I thought that when I first met.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Like, wow, weird. Kramer. But his name is Tyler.
Tyler.
You've literally never called him Tyler.
No, because it sounds perverted. It's like sounds like I'm his mother, or it's like some kind of weird
Does
sex
your
game.
Your mother-in-law call him Tyler?
His mom calls him Ty.
So weird, because I look at your husband, I think Kramer.
Yeah, my mother calls him Kramer. Like, his dad will call him, we'll alternate between Kramer. To me, he'll call him Kramer. But, I mean, we met when we were friends when we were, like, 14, and we're not
so
supposed to
crazy.
Call him Kramer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, also, there were too many Tylers. Like, you're Kramer now.
That's kind of amazing. I know, it's like all the Emilys.
Right.
Yeah, you guys have been married forever. What did you do for your wedding registry when you were...
I was 21, man. I don't even remember. I don't think I... Oh, you know what? We were moving to New York. I didn't register for anything.
Oh, okay.
I was like, give me money.
Yeah.
And then one person gave me a crystal vase, which I left at my mom's house because what the hell am I going to do with a crystal vase?
There's always... When I got engaged, my mom was like, do not register for China. She's like, it's no. Just, she's like, I... And my mom got married in 85 or 86, and my parents anyway, and they registered for China, and my parents were like, we've never used it.
No.
Like... When we were going to what end? Gonna use this, right? And we also, the thing about being, because you guys were kind of in the same boat that, like, that's what a registry is meant for. It's like, here are two people who haven't lived together yet, right. Or like they're moving to a new place. But when we got married, we'd already been living together for 4 years. Right. We already had everything that we needed.
Yeah, but you want to get the fun stuff. One of my friends mm-hmm. that got married recently, they registered for like a kayak.
Yeah.
You know,
we got like a hammock, well, yeah. which is in our backyard yeah. right now. But yeah, we got the KitchenAid, but also it's the Dyson was the thing that made me the most excited because those are the things that you're like.
Well, I was just listening to the episode where I forget her name, but she was talking about getting a Dyson for like 50.
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, Karen, because she is associated with Columbia. She's like on all these different listservs. So like,
I'm so jealous.
When the students are moving out, they're like, I'm getting rid of my like.
I'm bad at finding a deal. I know you're good at finding a deal. I'm bad at it.
We just got that great chair at Goodwill.
Oh my God,
Oh my God, come to Costco. Come to Goodwill with me.
I'm lazy. I'm just like, what's the cost?
Like, I know that feeling, but I also think that, you know, you've been here for 2 years in LA. I've even learned over 1 week, like going thrift shopping in New York is just not a good option because it's New York, so they're like, this is actually a vintage $900. But like in LA, they're like, this is $5.
I heard that Burbank is the best for thrifting because like there are a lot of studios up there.
Oh, so it's like props.
Yeah.
Or okay, just like, I would do that.
Yeah, or like costume people That's or awesome. Something. That's what I've heard. I've not done it. One time I went thrifting in high school and a bug jumped out at me from the racks, and that was the last time I went. I'm like, scarred. I can't do it.
Jolie Kerr, who is my friend and who also hosts a podcast called Ask a Clean Person, like she is the person that I texted about when I got that armpit. Mm-hmm. She was like, this is what you want to do. You want to like do the whole, like the vacuum, and then you want to spray it with Lysol and you want to keep it outside for a little bit. Like,
that's a lie. I can't do that.
Yeah, I thought I couldn't either, but that chair was $20. And then I was looking at all these other like microfiber pink velvety chairs and everything's like, this is $900. And I'm like, I'll spray anything with Lysol if it makes me only have to spend $20.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you have a thing that you were talking about today?
I've been letting my hair, I use the, which I talked about in an episode, the Aki's hair towel. Mm-hmm. I just put it up.
I bought that because of this podcast. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
It just kind of makes your hair dry.
Well, it feels like nice to have my wet mop like on my back while I'm like makeup.
Yeah. And it just kind of just gets it off of your face. There's so many Instagrammy influencers who I've seen pictures of them, like they're like, oh, I just like wear it out, and I'm like, no, I'm not there yet.
That's like very LA.
I don't know that I'll ever be
like
there.
People in LA like do the most stupid stuff like that specifically.
Yeah.
Or like the whole like athleisure thing.
I like athleisure though.
I do too, but like it goes like it's kind of crazy out here.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not the kind of person that's like leggings aren't pants, like they are absolutely pants. They have two like holes for your legs, they're pants.
They're for pants.
But like I don't know. My old hairdresser in New York was like, people in LA are sloppy. And I was like, what does that mean? And then now I'm here. I'm like, oh, I get what a New Yorker.
But isn't it like chic sloppy? Like, isn't it like.
I see a lot of pajamas.
I like pajamas, but also in LA, I feel like they're like, these are my $400 pajamas.
Yes. I don't care how much they cost.
These are my Lululemon pajamas. Right.
Or I just see like a lot of like, I don't know, it's a lot of like beach like vibe, mm-hmm. but like not at the beach or like some stuff. I work in a WeWork. I see some questionable like office wear in that WeWork.
California's
I'm a prude
different.
Though. Yeah.
But
I'm very like, New this York, is not professional.
Do you still, I mean, Sydney's in all black right now. Are you still like bringing your New York every day?
Oh, I want to say like I'm all black all day.
I like that.
Yeah,
I think that's probably gonna be me. I wore all black the other day and someone commented on it and I was like, oh, I really am not.
If you dye, here's my thing, if you dye your hair blonde,
which
like,
I do,
me same,
yeah,
black makes it stand out.
It does.
So what am I...
And like a red lip.
Right. So like what am I doing spending all this money like on my hair if I'm going to... If it's going to blend into what I'm wearing.
Also, black is just like...
And also no makes me look skinny, which is all I care about.
It also... I don't even care about that as much as I care about like people not knowing... Like every if every black sweater looks the same and every pair of black jeans look the same, then
exactly.
I don't have to shop as much.
Yeah, yeah. You get like a, you know, you're saying statement necklaces. Now we're on to gold chains.
Yeah,
so
yep.
I'm just like collecting those and like wearing all
and
black.
Like just, yeah, you're right. And jewelry. And
people think it's like chic and cool. Nobody in LA does it. So it's like a
thing. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I feel like people in New York do it because it's very easy.
But it's also very New York.
It is very
And then
New York.
They know you're from New York immediately.
Yeah, I got that comment the other day. Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, are you from New York? I was like, yeah. They're like, how long have you lived in LA? Like,
it's the speed at which we talk to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are very slow.
This is literally like, this podcast could be on like two times speed and no one would, this is like. I'm gonna, we've been talking for literally 45 minutes.
Oh, holy shit.
This is amazing. So wait, tell me, before we go, tell me how much people should be spending. Because I know that you were like not brand agnostic, or you are brand agnostic.
Yeah, I don't give this. Like, I don't care. Just
whatever
get
that
one.
Means, she doesn't care what brand of cookie cutter you use, but it has to be the one that has that little scraper on the back.
Yeah.
And
that one's
much,
number 24. Like, they kind of have numbers on them, so you can look.
For sizes.
Yeah, so like this one's 16, that one's 24. They're like, you can get a pack of three for like $14
amazing.
On Amazon.
Now, what is the big, so I know that people are going to ask me about the one that you use for the bakery size cookies. I feel like I just know listeners by now.
Yes.
And so what size is that?
This one says 12.
So 12, so smaller number, bigger cookie.
Yes, yes.
Got that, guys? Smaller number, bigger cookie.
Yeah, but yeah, they're super cheap. Sometimes they break. I buy a new one, like whatever.
So they're like, literally it comes down to maybe like, don't spend more than like $8.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, you can buy like OXL, will like try to rip you off and like be like, oh, it's an ergonomic handle. Like I have one. It's not that great. Like
I also have carpal tunnel from scooping ice cream when I managed an ice cream store in high school. So ergonomic, my ass.
Mm-hmm.
None of this stuff is
nothing.
Ergonomic.
None of it works. I'm still wearing 8,000 different kind of wristbands and like braces. And like, honestly, like I found that like just wrapping tape really tightly around my finger works better than anything.
Really? Yeah. You feel like you have to get to that point too?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
But wait, how much is the hot tub?
Hot tub, we paid $298. And then for like various chemicals and accessories, like I bought the...
What does Dan think of the hot tub?
Dan thinks it's delightful that I'm so happy with
it.
Okay,
that's cute.
I mean, he like loves... Dan like loves a dumb thing.
Yes.
So like this is definitely in the realm of like dumb thing.
Yes.
But it also works, so it marries both of our interests. Like,
okay.
Dan has been known to go out and buy, like, he'll come home and be like, oh my God, I bought this, like, Mac screen from 1998 on Craigslist, and it was $15. And I'm like, cool, does it work? He's like, no. I'm like, great, well then, why not, next time you have $15, why don't you give it to me and I'll light it on fire?
Yeah.
And save ourselves
the Okay,
drive.
Mom.
I mean, really, yes, I totally. He just likes, like, what I got him for Hanukkah this year, I got him this, Sony boombox from the 80s that's yellow and green and red, and it has like
that's
all these
cute.
Buttons. And I mean, it works, but
yeah.
But like, who needs this? But it's like, I found it on eBay.
Yeah.
It's totally Dan. So the hot tub is funny to him because like not a lot of people have one or know that they exist, and then he can be the one that like tells everybody about it.
Yeah.
But it's perfect because, you know, would I love to have the kind of money that allows me a pool? Yes. Do I have that kind of money? No. Pools are maintenance.
Yeah.
Like, even having to go out every day and, like, skim the fucking, like, 2-foot hot tub
for
leaves is, like, a problem. And
that's
now
hysterical.
I get it. Yeah, it's really funny. But it, like, it's great. So I would say all in, the hot tub is, like, $400 because you have to buy all the chemicals and you have to buy the, like,
but you're using
cup,
it.
But I'm using it every day. And it's a lot cheaper than it would have been to be like, can we push up our rent limit?
Oh, God.
To, like, get a real hot tub or, you know what I mean? If
you
really just want a hot tub and you know that those, like, you know, box jacuzzis that you can put on your deck cost $4,000, this is way better. And it's way less money.
Do you, like, have a, like, I don't know, like, the idea of, like, getting in a bathing suit and then going to my backyard?
Yeah, I love it. You don't like that? It feels like I'm on vacation.
Well,
every day.
Kramer loves a hot tub.
Yeah.
He is, like, a hot tub, like, whenever he's like, as I mentioned, like a snowboarder or something now. I don't know. I don't know where he is. He's like somewhere in the mountains right now. But every house he rents, it must have a hot tub.
I'm with Kramer.
He loves it. He'll just like be a little otter in there
like
all day.
Little fish babies.
Yeah.
There's nothing I hate more than like not having access to water.
Yet you hate to consume it.
I do not want, I just want to be in it. I don't want it to be in me. I also... I like the beach, but the thing about the beach is, especially in New York, and it might be different in California, though I don't think so because we don't live that near, or I don't live that close to it, is like when you're there, you're like kind of stuck.
Uh-huh.
And I like the in and out of a pool.
Like, I like that too. You
hot,
can pee.
Go inside. You can pee. Like when you are hungry, go get some food. But when you're at the beach, it's like the sand.
We're gonna you're gonna love the beach with me because
you have all the like accoutrements.
I have a ton of stuff.
Yes.
I have a plan. There's like a thing like you have to get there at a certain time. Like we have like a good beach.
Like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't. There are people that have gone with us and will not go with us anymore because it's like. You have to work hard to have fun, you know?
No, I'm with you. No, I will. I'll enjoy this in spirit. If the beach experience comes with, like, a lot of plans lists, mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because I want to be there and I want to be, like, very comfortable.
Right.
I don't want to just throw my stuff in the trunk and go to the beach.
Kramer, like, builds, a couch, yes. like, out of sand and then puts a blanket over it. He has a shovel. It's, like, a thing. It sounds insane.
Oh, well,
it's a tiny shovel.
When in L.A. is it time to go to the beach?
That's the thing. It's that it's not – it doesn't get hot here, man. Like,
it's colder at the beach.
Exactly. So, like, June. Or maybe like July even.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I can't wait.
I know.
Sydney, I'm so happy that you came and we did this in person because it was so much better than being like, what? Oh, we're on Skype. Which is like exactly what the last recording sounded like. So I feel like this was way better. And thank
and I like
you
being
for
in
my
the car.
Cookie scoop. I know.
You're very welcome. We're going to make cookies together.
We're
it's
going to
be very
it.
Fun.
It's going to be great.
And they're all going to be perfectly circular.
And then we're going to go eat them in the hot tub.
Yeah.
It's going to be
fun.
Amazing. No, I said to Dan, I'm like,
and I'm going
to
drink.
You're going to drink, and I'm going to have Diet Pepsi, not water. And I said to Dan, I was like, we should have dinner in the hot tub. He's like, that's so disgusting.
Oh my God. I bet they make like a floating like.
Oh, they do. Oh, I love. I'll link to it. You can find anything. I'm telling you guys. The whole point of this podcast and the whole reason it exists because I'm always like, I wonder if this exists. And it always does. And now we're here.
Well, when you like your back is sore from working out and like just being this like, you know, LA living, blah, blah, blah. You have the hot tub for
when
like
I'm done
recuperation.
With my hikes, I'll soak my feet.
Yeah.
When I'm done walking around Disneyland.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Tell everybody where they can follow you online.
Follow me on Crepes of Wrath on Instagram. That is the only platform I use.
Oh my God. She's so smart. And of course you can follow me, Caroline Moss, on Twitter or Caroline NOO on Instagram. And also follow the G Thanks Just Bought It Instagram, which is G Thanks Just Bought It Pod. We talk about all the stuff that we talk about on the episodes, but also stuff we don't talk about on the episodes. So join in the fun. It's always great. And we will see you next week for another episode. Thank you.